an unbefitting end to Youth Month. This is how the Ahmed Kathrada Foundation reacted to the death of 21 teenagers at a local tavern in East London at the weekend. They were all minors between the ages of 13 and 17, and it has emerged that carbon monoxide poisoning may have been the possible cause of death. Meanwhile, engagements between government and the families determined that a mass funeral service will be held next week, Wednesday. Families will then be assisted with transportation of the remains to be interred at burial sites of their choice. Joining us on the line, we have Youth Coordinator at the Ahmed Kathrada Foundation, Opageng Khatse. Opageng, a very good morning to you. Welcome to Radio Islam International.
A blessed morning to you and all the listeners. Thank you for having me.
A terrible tragedy, this in East London. Also, closer to home, the six-year-old, the search is still on, who fell into an open manhole in Soweto.
It's such a sad state of affairs indeed for all of this to be happening, especially in such a crucial month of June, where we are looking and hoping to have had positive news surrounding young people, of them receiving opportunities or development in any other ways. This is not really how we were expecting it to be.
What issues do you think we need to be talking about in light of what has happened? One of the issues that has come to the fore, under 18s being allowed into a tavern. Now there's talk about, a generator possibly that was left indoors that could have resulted in the deaths. From the perspective of young people, what are the key talking points and the main lessons we need to take from these incidents?
I think the main talking point right now is our law enforcement, our policies that are in place, the constitution, and whether it's there just for a mere decoration or it's an existing document that people actually respect and abide by. Also, what is important that is in discussions is us as a society as a whole, because in this matter, I feel like we are all accountable. What are these principles? What is it that young people are learning when they grow up from society? What are some of the things that they see as right and wrong? Because honestly, for a 13-year-old to go and feel that it's okay to go and drink alcohol, there must be somewhere where they've seen this. Also, for them to enter into that space and not have anyone elderly take action against it and call the cops or make sure that they actually go back home, it says a lot about us as society. It says that we have really given up on our young people, and we surely do not care about the future that they need to be building for this country.
There are those who say also that we need to educate young people to be more responsible, not to try and, gap in and get the better of the law because there could be disastrous consequences.
No, definitely. That's true. We need to be having more education for these young people. But besides that, what are we offering as an alternative to them, right? Mm. If you're saying to this young person, do not go out and drink alcohol and do this, what is it that this young person can do in their free time and to socialize with other young people? Around our communities, what are we doing? I mean, even as individuals, you could start a netball club, you could start a chess club. Just find out what is it that would interest young people besides what already exists in the communities, which is really minimal. We do not have sufficient infrastructures for them to go and spend their time there. What young people are basically looking for is spaces to socialize, right? And we find that they do this in the most horrible ways that are unsafe for them also in their lives, as we've seen with the Enyobeni case.
Well, at the end, today's the last day of the month. Besides these two tragedies or other such tragedies, what was the focus during Youth Month? And as a foundation, what do you take going forward?
So our focus this month, we had a youth parade on the 16th of this month to celebrate young people who are activists and making change in their communities, but also to submit a memorandum to government to say, create safer spaces for young people in our community. The case of Michael, who died in a pit toilet, should not happen again. And then you come back a few weeks later, not even a few weeks, a few days later, and you read of news of what happened in Soweto. So our main focus was saying, as activists in all different organizations, with all our knowledge and experiences, what can we do to try and bring change in our communities? And this does not only end in this month. Going forward, we will be working together in our different projects and programs to ensure that we bring change in our communities.
All right, Opageng, thank you so much for your time. We really do appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Bye.
That was the youth coordinator, the Ahmed Kathrada Foundation of Pakhen Khatse, talking to us about concerns that they have following the tragedy in East London and also the falling into a manhole of a 6-year-old in Soweto.